producing and marketing grass-fed beef in Brazil. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. At the recent Global Water for Food Conference held in Nebraska, we had an opportunity to interview a young rancher from Brazil, Antonia Fahia. Fahia is from the state of Mato Grosso do Sul, which he describes as the Midwest of Brazil and a major cattle-producing area. We'll learn more about Fahia and his ranching operation after this. Antonio Fahia ranches in the state of Mato Grosso do Sul in Brazil. We visited with him about his cattle operation.
For Brazilian standards, it's not much of a big operation, but it's 2,000 heads total. We do the entire livestock chain from cows to calf, and we actually sell them to slaughtering. I have no feedlots. It's 100% grass-fed. I started with artificial insemination just about a year and a half ago, so we're going to have major changes in the quality of our herd, pretty much expecting to be more productive, producing more beef in less time. Technology, choosing the right breed of cattle, a lot of data collection and management decisions based on this data. I think this is my main concern.
What breed of cattle do you work with?
We had been using Nelore cattle in Brazil and in our farm as well for decades, but we have been experiencing different bulls in the Nelore cows. And the reason of that is the Nelore cows originated from India, adapted extremely well to the tropicals. So when you put an Angus bull in a Nelore cow, you're going to get all the quality that you have from the Angus, precocious, the fat gaining, the conversion of their diet. So for 1 pound they eat, they gain a lot more pounds than they would if they're Nelore. But we cannot afford to breed the pure Angus because they're too hairy, they get too hot. So right now it's Angus Nelore in our production.
Okay, and finally, what about your marketing program then? How does that work?
It's done via the association. I mean, in order for you to do that, you have to obey certain demands on weight, age, and fat covering of the carcass. So if you do that, you get recognition and you get to put a bonus in your animal and add value to it. But you cannot do that on your own. As being a rancher of your own, you probably will not get this negotiation with the slaughterhouse. Via the association, we can do that.
Brazilian rancher Antonio Fahia, and by the way, that breed of cattle in Brazil is Nelore, N-E-L-O-R-E, says it's similar to the Brahma breed. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America.